Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Over the past couple of weeks, we have talked about how T-Hack isn't really a dog person, right?
Mm. We've just exposed him for being the fraud that he is.
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
I mean,
how he walks around.
Oh, my fraud.
Because you walk, you do the big brown eyes and I'm so sad and Slacker's mean to me and I'm a good dad and a good husband and
how
a good dad owner.
How does that relate to being a dog person?
No, because he just pretends to be a good person all the way around.
Oh.
And he's not.
Oh.
He's got a facade up.
Yeah.
He's Dexter. Sorry, I'm rewatching the series, but it's he's a good blood splatter analyst, but no, he kills people. And if he could, he'd kill his dogs. I feel that T-Hack would kill his dogs.
Just remember that for a little bit here.
Oh boy, okay.
Okay.
T-Hack, do you feel like you're a wannabe dog person? Like you grew up without him.
Oh my God, if you flip this around to me in some way, I'm going to hurt. Okay, good.
No.
Okay.
Like a wannabe?
Do you mean? Would you want to get your own dog? Because the dogs that you have, you don't claim them as your own. Would you want your own?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I've had them. My dogs are now 10 years old. So we've had them for 10 years. I had no dogs my entire life. We never had pets. And then my wife got the two chihuahuas, to recap everyone, 10 years ago while we first started dating. I was in California during an internship. She got them while I was gone. So I came back. They were already here's your new kids. So I had to meet them. And we had lots of lovely years together. They were great. We used to walk all the time. And
they're still alive, by the way.
They are still alive, yes.
So you'd know it.
We had lots of great time with them. And then we had children. And they didn't take very well to the children. And so then there was a rift in our relationship.
There's definitely a rift, yeah.
Yeah, and so then they chose their path. I've chosen mine.
We
see each other in the hallway every once in a while.
Bob.
So I recently dog sat for T-Hack. His dogs love me. We get along great. But I noticed something. There is not a single picture in their house of their dogs anywhere. They used to have these big framed ones on the staircase that A-Hack took. They were beautiful.
Sorry.
One more?
I've got a few more in me. Hold on. This is shocking news.
A-Hack took these wonderful pictures of Beamer and Bentley that just perfectly encompassed their personalities. They were on the staircase. What is left? A little sliver around, dust is there, but you could see where the pictures used to be. They're gone.
You've erased.
No wonder the dogs don't feel welcomed there.
They are gone. There's a reason why they're gone. I was wondering if you would notice that those pictures are gone, because they were big pictures.
There's not a reason why they're gone. Other than you just being a facade.
There's the finally most coming boring out. Now you, answer in the world
you've
of why
broken
they're gone,
your
actually.
Wife down into going, honey, do we really need to look at the dogs while we go upstairs when we already hate them when we look at them in real life?
No, honey, in fact, this is...
What if I set up a whole plastic kill room for the dogs?
This illustrates entirely our love for the dogs, actually. Because Aaron can speak. We've lived in multiple houses, right? Those pictures that were very prominently placed in our apartment, right when you walked in, two dogs. They were huge pictures. They're at least 2x3 feet. Like they're okay. They're big portraits of the dog.
Okay.
We were dog people. They slowly, as we moved, they got demoted, I guess you could say.
To like staircase, to like bathroom.
So then they were the staircase. So for a while,
I looked everywhere. I was like, are they hiding in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Like, where are
they in
go?
Like the, where the furnace is, like leaned up against something?
No, in fact, they were so big at one point that it was kind of weird when you walked in and you were just like, whoa, okay, dogs, got it. Like they're in your face.
No, but people who love dogs.
Right.
As people who genuinely love dogs.
As we did.
Pretending to love
sure,
dogs.
As we did.
You did not. You just
we genuinely
loved say
them.
Out loud you never loved them.
Why no, are you that... talking in past tense?
They are still alive. I walked them this morning. And I loved it.
No, you didn't.
I loved
it. You walk your son and the dogs are a byproduct of it.
I love the time with my son.
Oh my God,
so
you're evil.
What happened to the dog portraits was they were on the little ledge on the stairs going down to the basement. And we had the windows open and a breeze rolled in and one fell and the frame broke. So now we have a broken frame and then we've have just Beamer's. It was Bentley's picture that broke. So what do we do? Now we leave. So we could
get another frame.
It's not a high priority thing for us. We're thinking about remodeling the area. Opportunities presented itself.
You're going to ride this out until the dogs are dead. And then you're going to be like, now I don't have to put them up. Or will you build a wall in effigy? Like when they're
like
dead.
Like a shrine?
Yeah.
No, a shrine.
I have
no,
a shrine to Mojo.
Do you really?
Yes. I have his final paw print.
Okay.
And then some pictures of him. And then he loved, like his favorite toy was the squirrel. Like with the squeakers in the tail and the squeakers in the head and the squeaker in the middle. And you would throw, I could throw it upstairs and he'd run all the way upstairs and bring it back down. And we'd do it like 3,000 times. In fact, that was the last thing we did. We were throwing the squirrel. Anyway, one of the women who watched our kids bought us a replica of the squirrel, like on a keychain. It was
that's
super,
so cute.
Super short. So that's it. I've got a shadow box with his final paw print and a squirrel and a couple pictures of the kids playing with him. And it's pictured prominently with all of our family photos on the breakfast nook wall. Mm. And I feel like you, T-Hack, are just riding it out. Like, I don't think there'll be a shrine at
all. He's ready to make a bonfire
100%.
And just toss them in.
Well, they're huge pictures. They're not. They're giant. They're not like a little tiny thing.
So you don't.
So they're
harder
to replace.
You don't think Leo's going to want to like walk by and remember his childhood dogs when they've passed? Like a little tiny shrine with the little tiny paw prints and.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe we will do that. I don't. Why am I taking heat for something I haven't even done? Aaron's right. They're still alive.
Yeah, but you haven't done anything about
that way.
It while they're still alive. Get another picture frame.
Why? I don't know that they can look up that high. They're chihuahuas. They can't even see it anyway.
Pick them up on the way up the stairs. So
show them.
No. We've had those for years. Okay. For literally like 6 years we had those pictures. And then one broke like very recently.
Okay. If you would like two prints of dogs you don't know to prominently display them in your home,
please
text in.
We have the same prints
in.
On a coffee mug too. I'll have you know.
Where are the coffee mugs?
In the cabinet with the other mugs.
Are they in the front of the cabinet or the back of the cabinet?
They're on the dusty side.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were just talking about how T-Ack is a liar. He's a facade. He's not actually a dog person.
Very nice thing.
I'm not. I was attacked by a dog when I was younger. I never had dogs growing up as pets. They weren't allowed because my parents grew up on a farm. Animals are for outside. So were children. So was eating. Like we just did a lot outside.
Long story longer, despite the fact that you're trying to defend yourself, what it's made me realize, T-Hack, the fact that Aaron exposed you as being a fraud.
No.
When it comes to that.
No, I think.
No, she did.
No.
What else we learned is that she found this out while house sitting at your house.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, dog sitting / house sitting.
Yeah.
Which means that if you've hired Aaron as your house sitter / dog sitter, I'm looking at you, buddy Chad. She's rifled through all your crap.
I haven't.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
No,
you
I do
have.
Not.
I had you watch my house one time.
Yeah.
I don't know what you saw. Tell me what you saw.
Nothing.
Liar.
No, because
did you get into the one room?
The one room?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh,
so
you'd know what it was if you got into it.
Exactly. So I didn't.
You are, oh my God, you really are a good actress.
I'm not acting.
You got, so I, what did you see when you got in there?
I don't know what room you're talking
yes,
about.
You do. You know exactly.
No.
What rooms did you go into while you were in my house?
Garage, kitchen.
Where'd you sleep?
I didn't. Because at the time, I don't know if I can say her name. There was someone else helping. We like tag teamed it.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. She spent the night.
Yeah.
Besides, at Slacker's house, you can't even make it to a bedroom before.
Easy, Tiger.
You need to stop and rest.
There are Sherpas to get you to your.
I'm surprised you made it to the kitchen from the garage.
It's big. It's not that big. Yeah, so you're saying when you, because like you,
no,
you said, yes. And I quote, when you didn't see the photos of the dogs, you searched everywhere.
By search everywhere, I just mean look on the walls. And so when I'm not like digging. I'm not like going through storage rooms. So I will go into rooms to look on the floor to make sure that a dog didn't have an accident. That is the only snooping, quote unquote, that I do. But it's just part of
dog sitting. Well, my buddy Chad texted me and said all of his drawers were open.
His is different. No. I did have to go through his drawers because I needed a Band-Aid and I couldn't find him.
He didn't actually say that, but you admitted that you went through his drawers.
Because I needed a Band-Aid.
And then why were you going through like drawers? Like you went through drawers that would never have a Band-Aid.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Well, Chad's got good stuff, I would guess.
Yeah, Chad as a medical device salesman probably had...
I don't know. I only went through where I thought.
Equipment.
No.
I don't know. I'm not really on board with these accusations. Erin's always done a lovely job for us.
You try to keep her in the employ of other people.
I think she's fine. And we always tell her, make yourself at home.
You don't mean it.
I do. Yeah,
like when you've had a boyfriend and he says, make yourself at home, did you sleep in their bed?
Actual yes, but not the other, not the other, because I feel like it's disrespectful. I can't.
So then where did you boink?
We didn't.
On the counter?
No, nowhere. I feel like it's disrespectful.
If you're a house sitting for somebody, you're allowed to boink in their house.
Yeah, absolutely. You are.
But would you want her to boink in your bed?
Yeah, why wouldn't? That's where you do the boinking, right?
But would you rather have her boink in the spare bedroom?
Well... My house isn't quite like yours, Slugger.
We don't have a spare.
We don't have a spare bed.
Don't, what's all?
We're all full up. The hack house.
Oh, that's right, because you have two kids now. Yeah,
we're busting at the seams. But
I
barely have a room.
I mean, just say, like, I don't even have a girlfriend, but if you invited me to house sit, I would definitely boink in your house. I would bring home, I would assume.
That's
a relations worker.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Show him where your secret key is.
They know the address.
Give him the garage code. No, but I mean, and I would also go through your medicine cabinets probably. Just to, like, I'm not going to tell you that. I think it's crazy to say, knowing who Erin is. Like as we've interviewed people to work on this show, or we get a text from somebody who's kind of a troll who texts us, within 14 seconds, she's like, her name is blah. She works at blah. She lives at blah. Like, you're a curious person and you get to the bottom of things.
Yeah.
So you're saying that curiosity is completely cut off.
Boundaries.
The second we walk into...
I rarely...
What?
I never, like, invite people over. It's very rare that I do that because I would feel so incredibly guilty if something were to happen, if something were to break, if just I can't.
Okay. I'm just saying.
And whenever Erin does dog sit or house sit or whatever for us, we never really talk about it afterwards. Cause I'm just like, hey, whatever you did, it's cool.
Just
like,
keep doing it.
Like, yeah, keep doing it. It's worked. Like, the dogs are alive. The house is still there.
I have one little weird house sitting scenario to run by you. My buddy had a friend house sitting at his house last week.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got home, the friend was like, I did your laundry. Too far?
Is it like clothing?
Yes.
That might be, I don't know, because it depends. Because when I'm like, I stayed in T-Hack and A-Hack's bed, wash the sheets after because that's just what you do.
And we put clean sheets on before we left. So she was ready. And then it was very nice. Yeah, we opened the dryer. So, we're like, she washed the sheets. Okay, we're good.
Oh, you left the sheets in there rather than put them back on.
Well, those are the extra ones.
Oh,
so I did put on the other ones, but I didn't know where the clean ones go. So I just left them in there.
Okay.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, but if she washed your underwear. If you came home and your underwear were all folded...
Yeah, I would fake it. If I had to like take them out to like do the sheets.
Why would you be taking his underwear out?
These look like they've been sniffed. I can feel it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We recently have been interacting with the texters more. They've been, they've said some nice things. They've said some mean things. And
They're getting, like, you know what it is? Because I said the other day that a troller on text hurt my feelings, and I think they doubled down then. Because then we got, like, a few extra hate, extra vengeful ones.
Oh, but we got some nice ones, too.
Yeah, there's a few. Don't read them. One is aimed straight at you.
No, I saw that one. What was the other one?
There was just, like, the only thing worse than the Olympics is this show.
I took that as a joke. I take everything as a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. And sometimes people double down the other way when we talk about how sometimes people are mean, then people text in really nice things. And I always like that. That's whether you mean it or not, you
may
don't
I
need
just
to tell
say
us.
This? Just... May I say this? And this may be perceived as a fishing for something. But when said people do text in said nice things, it's always about you or Aaron T. Hack. It's never like, oh, and Slacker's cut of his
That's
jib
not
is
true.
No, they, nobody says anything nice about me. Yeah. It's always like,
or the cut of your jib, to be
right,
fair.
My jib, they think, is cut jaggedly. Whatever. It's fine. But
okay. Yeah. So we've just been talking about this, and this has been weighing heavy on my heart for a while. Something that the texters had came in. We were talking about. So my son Leo loves the Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
We talked about it before, and I was describing how, well, in the Ninja Turtles, Leonardo, he's the blue one.
Oh my God, you're going to address this.
He's the
you're
leader.
You're going to address this.
I have to.
You
it's
don't
weighing
have
on
to.
My heart.
One troll, and
no,
you have
No, it was
to...
a lot. It was a lot, and I need to stand up for the Ninja
All
Turtles.
All right, so backstory. Keep and going with
son.
Your backstory.
So Leonardo, he's the blue Ninja Turtle.
Oh my
he's
God.
He's the leader of
I want
the group.
Everyone to understand this was not discussed before.
It wasn't.
It's called the Slacker Show, but I can't stop him from no. doing what he's about to do. No. No. Nerd alert.
Justice will be served.
Okay.
I said Leonardo's the leader. Donatello,
Wait,
the purple
Leo's
one.
Leo's the leader?
Leo's the leader. Donatello,
Hold on.
Yes. Donatello
playing the part of the texters okay. is me. Yeah. Hold up. Are you sure Leo's the leader?
Yeah, a lot of people took umbrage with that, saying Leo's not the leader. Leonardo's not the leader. In fact, they
Who
said
Who is the leader, T-Hack?
They were saying that Splinter some people said the rat, which he's a sensei. First of all, you show him some respect.
I'd call him a rat too. I don't.
He is a rat though, right?
He is, but I always get Splinter and what's the bad guy's name?
Shredder.
I get them confused.
I do too.
That's problematic.
So
don't name two major characters.
Aren't they both rats?
No, Shredder just has like spiky. He's just like no, he's not a rat.
So he's not a nuclear accident like everyone else on the show.
He's not. No, it's a mutant. God, what whose side are you on?
But what mutated them, J-hole?
The ooze.
What's the ooze? Like, I can talk slower, but it's something nuclear. Ooze isn't like, what else would the ooze be other than like radioactive goo? Like, I know the lore of like, so don't look at me like, no wonder the texters hate you, idiot. Like okay.
But people were saying, Leonardo's not the leader, the rat's
Shredder
the leader.
Is.
No, Splinter. Splinter.
Shredder.
Shredder's the bad guy.
Splinter.
Splinter is the rat, and he's...
You're welcome, texters. Yeah. I've got him almost all the way off his game.
I just want to
51059, keep texting in. Tell him to stop.
That Splinter... You did throw me on my game. Splinter is their sensei. He is not the leader of the Ninja Turtles.
I'm sorry. Have you been in karate? Karate, as it is called.
No, I have not.
So when you go into a dojo, do you know any of the rules at all?
You respect the dojo.
You definitely respect the dojo.
Right.
Let me tell you something I did one time. I walked into the dojo, but the front door was locked, so I came in through the back door. But all the parents, like, they had locked the front door because they didn't want any more people coming in for the ceremony or whatever, but I came in the back door, and they're like, oh, come on over here. So I walked over to them, and the dojo shut down.
What?
You don't walk on the mat with shoes.
No, you don't.
Ever. Ever.
Even I know that.
Well, I didn't know that. I knew the students, but I'm like, hey, I'm not one of them.
Nope.
I'm just a parent just trying to get over there.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
They had to shut it down. Everybody had to get down on there and like clean the in there. And it was like, then it's that thing where literally everybody in the room is just like looking at you and you can feel that prickly heat all over your
Good.
Face. You're just
you
like,
ah! You always bow before you go on.
Yep,
and then 100% no
bow before you go on.
Mm.
Okay.
So they all wanted to beat you up.
Sort of, but they couldn't because they're all like white belts. Here's the point. Who stands in front of the class at a dojo?
The sensei.
Oh, so in a manner of speaking, the sensei would be the...
Like the coach.
coach is another word for
no.
He's not.
It is exactly.
He's not the leader.
It's the leader.
No.
It's
no.
Oh, so one of the students is the leader because we're
yes,
we live
when
like,
they go out and they
like
do their missions.
Dogs.
When they yes, when they go out, Splinter
yeah.
is not
Shredder.
There. No.
Okay. Splinter doesn't leave the sewers.
Let's do an army analogy. Who's the head of the army?
The general.
Okay, great. Does he go out on the missions?
No.
So, but he's still the.
He's not the leader.
He's the
when
leader.
They go on the mission, there's a guy who's leading the troop.
The commander.
Yes. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, but sometimes the commander doesn't go. Just the sergeant goes, or just like a captain
okay,
goes, or a corporal
so
goes.
So then when, is it Leo's the leader?
Leo's
when
the leader,
When Leo
yes.
is not
Why
there.
Why are you on his side? Text into 51059 and tell both these yahoos that they're wrong. So many people texted
yes.
that you're wrong and that Splinter
and
is
they,
actually.
And they assume that like I didn't know who Splinter was. Like obviously I know everything about the Ninja Turtles because my son tells me everything about the Ninja. I know who Splinter is. We have
okay.
like 8 Splinter toys. Like
but he's the leader.
He's not the leader. He's the sensei. I would like to quote from 1987.
Oh boy.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Splinter.
Why did you say it twice?
Because it's the
let
lyric.
Him, let him have.
Yeah, the lyrics to the theme song.
Oh, this is. You're reading lyrics.
Yes,
now.
From 1987. Splinter taught them to be ninja teens. Leonardo leads. Donatello does machines. Raphael is cool but rude. Michelangelo is a party dude. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Thank you, Your Honor.
I'm gonna say this. So if we all walked out of this room and you were the first one to walk
out.
What?
T-Hack leads.
No.
Yeah, because they're saying Leo leads. Like, he's the front. He's the idiot they sent out front. He's the front line of the troops. He's not. They didn't say he's the leader. He leads. So it's like, it's different. Like, Splatter? Is that his name?
Splinter. No! Yeah, Splinter.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, if you're in a movie, if you're an actor, a thespian, and you're filming a love scene
okay.
with another thespian, and it's getting hot.
Why are you making those sounds? Yeah.
Sorry, I have asthma.
You're filming a love scene, and one person gets...
Can I borrow an inhaler? Well, he's being all he's like describing crap. Yeah. I'm going through some stuff over here. I'm like,
let me go slower.
All right, let me pan you straight over to the left side. Okay, there we go. Keep going,
yeah.
Hack.
So you're filming a love scene for a film, and it's getting hot, it's getting spicy, and one person gets, you know, aroused.
Well, you're saying the man.
Yeah, the man gets
because like she's aroused. Like, short of. Like
yeah.
We're not going to necessarily know.
Yeah, yeah. It's not as outward facing.
But I would say I don't know. I don't like. How are we going to talk about? Okay, if we're filming a movie, and she's in the scene, she sort of has to be if they're showing her upper parts because of like if she's just like then everybody's gonna be like, well, they're not. That's not even real. Like,
yeah.
Uh-huh. So I wonder, yeah. Do they keep the room cold?
Probably.
Just sort of simulate that whole part of it.
So then would that would help the guy. My point is, if the guy is ending up, he's really into it, let's say, and he's getting to that point.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just mean he's a good actor? That they're filming the scene, they're method acting, they're being, they're putting their all into this love scene, right? But there's intimacy coordinators and stuff trying to get it to
Do you think that would happen
that.
To you?
Yes, yeah.
You do.
Yes. Yes.
It's human nature. Of course it's going to happen.
No, it's not for me. It's not for me.
Why wouldn't
There's
it?
There's 20 people standing there.
Okay.
Not necessarily. Because I do follow this intimacy coordinator on TikTok.
Stop it right there.
It's fascinating.
That's a
I love
real
it.
Thing?
Yeah. Behind the scenes stuff of movies, I want to know everything. Mm. So this is a...
They're called a what?
Intimacy coordinators. It is wild. They
That's
have like
real...
They
okay.
have tiny things that help cover bits and pieces so there's no actual... anything touching.
So you can see from the back, you see the dude's butt, but there's actually
yes.
something like
in
like
front.
Whatever that chicken cutlet is
yeah.
you guys can put on your boobs when you're wearing like the
yeah.
the gala ball gown or whatever.
Yeah. There's also like different camera angles that make it seem like they're doing something,
but they're
like feet away, not feet, but like inches. They're not touching.
Mm. See, but that's not method. You, I want to be in the scene, okay. You know.
You're telling
just
me
just a chicken cutlet would get it done for me.
I don't feel good.
Would it not? I don't understand. What's with the people? I mean, you're
telling me, okay. I'm going to do a golf analogy, and I'm not even good at golf.
Okay.
But suddenly everybody I know is like getting into golf. Going out, if you got good at golf and you're on the range and you're like, whoo, and you're like, oh my God. Whoo, and it's like, oh my God, I can do this every time. And then the PGA calls is like, hey, come to Augusta. You're in the Masters. Yeah. Hole number one, ladies and gentlemen, T-Hack, hole number one from Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
And now you're standing there and there's 300 people.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Surrounding the whole, like where you're going to tee off.
They limit the amount of people in there. It's only,
there's still a cameraman.
There's a cameraman, the director, the actors, and
that's
then
a lot
the,
of people,
and then
man.
The intimacy coordinator. There's less than 10.
I can't get over that title, but like, because I kind of want one. I kind of just.
You don't need one. Where's the other person?
Well, they could be the other coordinate. Show me what I'm doing here.
But like, is that part of it? Because are they also scripting the movements about like, and then we'll do this.
You need
we'll
to
do
like
it this
yeah.
way. And then you're
going to
need,
like,
then we'll do this camera
hips.
Angle yeah. and you need to be on.
And they just make sure that the actors are comfortable. They don't care if the director says we need to do something and the actors are not comfortable, they will speak up so they don't feel like they are going to get like a power dynamic thing. Yeah.
Well, that's what I think it would be. It would be very awkward and uncomfortable for me as a guy actor if I were in that situation. I would be, yeah,
hello.
I would be that, and I wouldn't want her to feel uncomfortable. But I just don't know. Like, it's just a natural. It would just be a natural
for
thing
sure.
that happens. Like,
oh
so,
my God, what's that movie? That it's there's so much controversy around it. It's Chloe Sevigny, whatever. She was in Big Love. She was in some movie. And the director was a bit of a psychopath, and she might have even been dating him. And it's come to fruition that the scenes were real.
Oh, no.
That it was like, and everybody's like, man, that seems so real. And oh, my God, it really seemed like she did the thing to the guy. And it's like, it's come out that like, yeah, I did.
No way.
Because the director was just like, more intense. And it was like,
Well, I think that's happened with Shia LaBeouf too. I think he's been in movies too where the scenes were real.
For real.
I think I've heard that. I don't know.
Mm.
But
well, according to intimacy coordinators, they make you like they get up and do jumping jacks.
Yeah. Yeah, or a push up, which hey
it's the blood.
I'm not doing
elsewhere.
A push up. Do the math.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9. OPP, that's what time it is. Other people's problems. Suzanne is on the phone with
she's dating the perfect guy, except for one thing.
Oh God.
Have we done this one before?
Yes. Just don't give me the face, Aaron.
No, there's no such thing.
The perfect guy?
Yeah.
There's the perfect guy for you. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. No matter what you see in a guy, you're like at a certain point, everyone just does. It's not, this is not women exclusive. Don't think
no.
I'm like looking down. We just all just go like.
I'll settle.
If only, no, you just,
oh.
you think they're good and then you start picking people apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then again, this could be TAC using reverse psychology and a tease and we're just spending, let's just bring her on. Suzanne?
Yay.
Yay. Tell us what's going on.
So I have been dating this really great guy, TJ, for a few months now, and I really think that it could turn into something serious and long-term. He's great and charming and attractive, but...
Here it is.
But I hate the way that he kisses.
Oh, jeez. That's not a... Okay.
It is.
What, everything else is good except that?
But listen, it's like kissing a slobbery St. Bernard.
Yeah.
And it's,
you don't want to do that.
It is so bad. Yeah, and it's so bad that like I find myself in situations where I'm positioning myself to avoid kissing altogether.
But wait.
Have you tried just talking to him, handing him a paper towel, like, hey, bud.
My God. He's not a dog.
That's after.
I don't want to insult him by bringing it up or be like, oh, let me tell you about these great kissers that I've, had before, you know? And like, I...
But are you saying... I don't know... I'm aware that you're aware you're on the radio. So, but I still have to ask. Everything that happens after that is good, because a lot of guys, if they suck at that, so I think a lot of women go like, let's get this guy on the dance floor, and if he's got no moves there, he's going to have no moves. I just want to go on the record of saying I have zero moves on the dance floor. But I'll show you where I spent all my time practicing. But like,
I can bust a move on the dance floor.
No, but otherwise, like, but kissing to me, I've known that a woman's going to be amazing in bed just by the way she kisses.
Mm.
Really?
And I've also known the opposite. Like, and it's, I've never been in a situation where somebody was bad at that and great at the next thing. But you're saying he is good at the next thing? He's
much better than the kissing. Yes.
Okay.
So you're going, just stop. Just get to,
yeah,
it.
Like, get to the thing.
That's not what you want in a life.
Right.
Partner, but right. How long have you been together? Because at what point can you bring it up and be like, yeah, all those months, never mind, it was terrible. Yeah.
Right.
It has been a couple months, and now I just need some advice, because
I don't know
if it's important or what.
You could, after 2 months of boinking a person, go, real quick reset, you suck at the whole thing that gets the motor running.
I wouldn't say it like that, but yeah. I would say, let's work on our kissing. I'm not crazy about how you're doing this. Is there anything I can improve on? Yeah.
I have a really weird tangent I'd like to take us all on right now.
Okay.
Facebook Reels, or whatever they call them, it's starting to learn my algorithm. And it was a dog, a really cute, because remember the bark whisperer dog?
Oh yeah.
It's a dog that like goes to the dog bowl and gets all the stuff, and you know what's the dog do next? Tracks water across the floor.
There's a towel,
and he goes,
yeah. He dries
he wipes his face off. Okay. And all I'm saying
really
is
cute.
If this big flabby faced bulldog can be trained to like dunk his face in a towel before he does his next thing, maybe Suzanne's boyfriend could.
For sure.
Just like, okay, he's coming in for a kiss. Towel. And then he goes over and like just puts his face on it.
I guess if you rubbed my belly, I'd go for it. But
303-222-5423.
But he thinks everything's going great. That's the thing. And they are, for the most part. But it would shatter my confidence.
100%. If someone told Aaron's me like, acting hey, like all nonchalant. No, let's just work on our kissing. While that sounds
hot.
That's
all it is.
No, Aaron, that's my baseline. That's the foundation of the house I have built. Mm-hmm. And you're rocking me to my foundation.
Sometimes you have to, don't you have to redo the foundation or whatever? Isn't that a thing?
You need
mug
jacking.
I don't own a house, but I'm really good at dating.
Dating, is that what you're
doing? No, I'm good at situationships.
I would view it as like, wow, it took her this long to get up the confidence to tell me I was so bad. And that, what else does she think I'm bad? How long until she says,
correct,
also the bedroom stuff?
That dismount you're doing is awful.
You cameras in my room? What's going on?
Suzanne, you're saying it's just a lot of moisture and it is, everything's in the, no, I mean, I don't want to get too graphic, but like just everything's doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. Like there's too much tongue, not enough lip, too much lip, not enough tongue. Like he's just all over the map. It's not good.
Yeah, I will need a towel to wipe off my face.
Oh my God. Okay.
I see what she's saying, because as a guy, you don't want to hear like, why don't you do it like all the other guys?
Right.
Who are like, they were good kissers. You should do it like that.
You can't be comparative.
Exactly.
But
that's what he's gonna think. It's like,
well, the only way she would know he's a bad kisser is to have a bunch of other kissers, mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah. And he might, the fact that he doesn't know, maybe he hasn't had a lot of kissers. So maybe he's going, like,
so maybe he needs the advice, the tips and tricks.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, Aaron, I'm not saying we're going to kiss, but like, let's act this out. Like,
I've been told I'm a great one.
But
so.
No, so have I. But like, I'm saying we're just laying there post coitus or pre, and I start coming in and you're like, hold up.
Are you telling?
I'd like to work on something real quick.
No, are you telling me that it's not hot for a woman to tell you what to do in the heat of the moment?
It is, but if
exactly. There it is. That's all you got to do.
No.
Until you start doing what you want to do. And she's like, no.
If he doesn't know it's coming, though. If he doesn't know that, like, today, because I think I'm trying to channel my inner T-Hack insecure monster that he's talking about, but it's like, it's
mean.
That thing. No, it's not that it's him. It's what he was just talking about, how it would just wreck him. It's like, because I'm coming in to do my patented kiss move. The one where I leave you just slobbery because I think women like that. And then you're like, hold up. Why don't you try? It's like, wait. So you don't.
I think it's fine.
I would be instantly. If we're doing other things, maybe. But like, just at the very beginning, it's like, don't untie your shoe that way. It's like, wait. So if I'm doing, like, you know what I mean? It's like.
Mm-hmm. Would you be okay with a guy like correcting you?
Yeah.
Do you think? But you're like established in, you're confident in your abilities. Wouldn't it be like confusing?
But I also know,
like,
each person is different and they like different things.
So wouldn't you go, no, I like it this way?
No.
Suzanne, what were you going to say? Would you want to be corrected?
I mean, not in a cruel way. I mean, I might be a little insecure. That's why I'm kind of like, ooh, do I bring it up or do I just not? And if it bothers, is it like that important to have a good kiss? I mean, I think it is.
Yeah. No, I truly think
it is important.
It's beyond important.
And I'm just nervous that he's going to be so insecure, like you all are talking about. And
we
then
suddenly
be questioning everything.
You might just have to start over with a new dude. But like, we're going to hang on. We're like, because all I'm saying is this. Like, you're going to kiss. Like, do you have relations every time you kiss?
No.
Of course not. So you're going to kiss a billion times in your life. If he's bad at that and uncorrectably bad, I wouldn't even settle for somebody bad in bed. Even if they made me laugh and like cooked my favorite meal and like just everything down. If they were bad in bed.
Dude, chill. All right. My wife might be listening. I don't want to rethink anything.
Even though relations is such a small part of what you're in, the entirety of your life is, it's a major part of.
Well,
that.
It's tough because it's like, did she wait too long? That's going to hurt his confidence. But if you do it too early, it's like, well, give me a chance to show you.
To learn.
Yeah, don't instruct me on the first kiss. Go, well, here's how I want, you know? So where is that sweet
spot?
But
if he's coming in like a dog who just drank water.
Yeah.
You almost have to like put the hand up and go, what is that?
Sit.
That is, stay. That is a washing machine with a leaky seal.
I really hope the sound effects are part of it.
Spin cycle. Okay. Suzanne needs help with a bad kisser boyfriend.
Yeah, can you convert a bad kisser into a good one? Has anyone done that?
Has anyone flipped somebody's kiss? Or is it like a sneeze or a laugh?
You can change those.
You can't change your laugh. I don't think you can change your laugh. Your laugh's your laugh. Have you, you've changed your laugh, haven't
you? I haven't.
You?
Okay. No.
I've tried to be the sound. The sound effect.
I hate that thing so
all right,
much.
Help Suzanne with her bad kisser boyfriend. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
TX having a little bit of a problem. Apparently he's a bad Oh, that's right. Oh, we made up a whole story about Suzanne having a boy.
Being the bad, yeah.
Get over here, I'll show you.
Suzanne actually called in. She's got a boyfriend. They've been together for a little bit, and she didn't really say he was astounding in bed, but she said he's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she said she really likes him.
Yeah.
She likes everything about him, but he's kind of a washing machine. He's a super wet kisser.
Mm-hmm. But she sees a future with him, but not with the kissing. So can you convert a slobbery smoocher?
Can you train one?
Slobbery smoocher. If you're not using that,
I am.
Okay. Trademarked. Yeah. That's his new superhero name.
Slobbery smoocher.
Yes, he just comes in and like.
Don't save me.
Jess.
Hi. Yay.
Slobbery smoocher. How are we going to fix it?
I would suggest playing a game called Twosome. I was in the same situation. My boyfriend and I were dating for like 2 or 3 months, and both of us were pecking all the time. And I guess in our heads, we were both like, well, maybe that's what they like. It's kind of weird that they're only pecking and never, you know, like making out. And we played this game, and one of the cards is like, how do you like to be kissed? Or do you like pecking or making out more or something like that? And it segued, and we realized after 2 or 3 months that we both liked making out more than pecking.
Hold on.
Wow. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you literally were like, I'm just going to sacrifice. Had you not played that game, you're going to marry this person. And each of you for the rest of your life are thinking you're making this ultimate sacrifice. Well, I'll kiss his way because I just love him. And he's like, I'll kiss her way because I just love her.
Yeah, I mean, I liked him a lot and I was fine with that. It was a lot drier than it sounds like what maybe Shannon is going through.
That's very descriptive. Drier. So, yeah.
But I mean, I would have probably, done that. But the game helped a lot. So
what's it called?
It's called Twosome.
Twosome.
So it's like a Cards Against Humanity or something. Like you just pull a card out. It's like icebreakers for a relationship.
Yeah, it's like really get to know your partner. And there's a bunch of cards that have different questions and
nice.
You learn a lot about them.
So when you guys had that moment of, wait, you like to make out? I like to make out. Was it just on?
On, yeah.
Yeah. Is it like the biggest relief?
Yeah, pretty much. We were like, okay, let's do it.
Not so dry anymore.
So you're happy now, or are you still with him?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Awesome.
And we make out.
Okay, nice.
Congrats. All I'm saying is going forward is easier than going backwards. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, to ramp it up.
He's just a pecker. Okay. We got to turn him into something more. Like to ramp down saliva production. I don't know. Should he have gum in his mouth?
No.
Like what would make it? What would make him stop? I don't know. Jennifer? Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your advice for Suzanne?
Oh, I think that Suzanne needs to put him into training.
Control.
Yes, he leads the situation by taking control, kissing him the way that she wants to be kissed. And over time, I think that he's going to respond well to this. But if he doesn't, then she may need to use words and be explicit in her instructions.
So he's kissing like a dog. Now we got to train him like a dog.
Sid, do you have little treats for him every time he kisses you correctly?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be kissed softly, then kiss softly. And if you want more pressure, or you want it harder, then, you know, you apply more pressure. And you express what you want by the experience.
But I want to go all the way back to the beginning of what either, I don't remember which one of you said it, but like, should she literally have a roll of Bounty next to her? And like, just before, like, first dry him off. And then, because it sounds like he's just always ready to be like, like it's slurpy.
Yeah.
Well, then I think that just honest here, I think that she needs to be dominant and be on top, because then if he drools on himself.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
So I have this weird little questionnaire thing. I think these could be the stupidest things in the world, but I just want to challenge.
No. We're the stupidest things in the world.
Right. The fact that we're going to talk about this stupid thing as stupid people is going to come together for the trifecta of stupidity.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
It's something I'd like to call normal or nope. So it's okay, cool or okay. Not. Like one of the things
cool
that was suggested.
Cool or hot or not. Cool or not.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, is this cool or creepy? Is this like
okay,
normal?
Okay.
It's normal or nope. Okay. So one of the things that was suggested by the people who were putting up normal or nope is ketchup or mustard sandwiches. And apparently in certain circles, it's normal to make a sandwich with just condiments. Like if you grew up super poor, like your mom might have said, here's a ketchup sandwich. Is that normal or is that a nope?
It's normal. I've heard of it before. I don't think I've ever had one, but I've had a cheese sandwich.
But cheese is a thing, not just a
condiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still just uncooked, just a slice of cheese on bread. It's not,
it still counts.
You could have used some ketchup, to be honest.
By the way, I want you to know they're going to get better than this. I, okay. I started the bar at the lowest point.
Okay. So I would have to give it a nope because I don't do it.
You don't do it, but you've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I wouldn't do it.
If you had enough money for bread, why wouldn't you just get... If you have bread and ketchup, why don't you just have bread and turkey instead? You don't. I'd rather have meat in my house
or butter
than ketchup.
Just butter bread. I remember
that's disgusting.
What? Buttered bread?
No, I don't butter bread. I know it's so scary. Like, I don't.
Oh, butter bread is a delicacy.
Gross.
Yeah, that's you get a big nope from me.
TX house because he's one of those. Here's a normal or nope, leaving your damn butter out. Nope.
Normal.
It's dairy. Nope.
Normal.
Normal. It's nice and soft.
Where is it in the grocery store?
Really?
We go
so take it home and warm
enough.
It up. That's vile.
Warm it. It melts when it's on the.
Gross.
No, it melts when you put it on bread.
My computer locked up. Now I can't find the rest of them.
I remember when I was in high school, there was a kid in my class who like went to the, not the Supreme Court, but he like had a big cause to fight because they were supposed to be giving us just bread and butter as an option for lunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you didn't, you could either
he
bring
took it to the Supreme Court.
Whatever. He fought it and got it implemented. They begrudgingly put out bread and butter, and then that's what he ate every day.
Oh, my gosh. Was this you?
No, it wasn't me. No.
Yes. The kid looked a lot like me in the mirror.
I worked closely with him, but.
Okay, so that was the first one. I don't think it's that good of a normal or nope. Second one, trying to decide between two, using a different toothpaste for morning and night. Normal or nope?
Nope.
No. You use the same.
Yeah, Sensodyne, because I have sensitive teeth. I'm a sensitive guy.
They make a good point. Morning minty, because you want to have minty breath, but you don't want to go to bed with super minty breath.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Why?
Because, listen, I drool. I'm a messy sleeper. I want there to be mint in the morning still.
Did everyone just feel Hinge shut down?
No, opposite, because they know I got the spit.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
I can't because like snot will actually come out.
You do a Tua? Gross.
Yeah, don't. I agree. Don't you want minty breath going to bed? Yeah. What are you going to do?
It doesn't
once
stay
you get
minty.
It?
By 1 o'clock
in
the morning, your breath is no longer minty.
I'm not talking about the morning. I'm talking about after you get into bed, before you fall asleep. There's something that might happen in between.
But if you do
fresh
like
a
regular toothpaste, then they this person said they use like a whitening toothpaste more, less on the mint, more like in the morning you want to like invigorate
just
your mouth.
White strips.
I get that's not no that doesn't no.
Do you use different toothpaste?
No, but I might now that I read it. It seems like a good idea. This is my pick me up. Toothpaste, and this is my
this is like the functional toothpaste, and then this is just the mint one,
right? Well, what mint? The mint one, I don't think it cleans any better. It's just giving you the illusion that your mouth is cleaner, but it doesn't clean any better than one that doesn't taste like anything. Like for a time there in my dentist office, I don't know if they ran out or whatever, but they had the orangish one. You ever had the orangish toothpaste?
It was flavored orange,
sort of. You know, like I want to knock it, but you know, when we do the radiothon for Children's Hospital, the damn Lifesavers orange or an orange Tic Tac, they're good.
Okay.
There's
something
very good
about it. And like, you want to look at me with the weird eyes you're giving me right
because
now?
Because normally orange and mint is not good.
It's not mint. It's just orange. And it's got a hint of like something, but it's actually really good.
Hmm.
Yeah. The Lifesavers, because it's like, they're normally white with the little blue orange specks, yes, but this has the orange specks. So whatever that white is, whatever the white
so
ring,
good.
They are good.
Two more.
Text in too if you know normal or nope.
Okay, yeah. Two more. One more stupid one and one that's probably going to cause us a whole rift. Short sleeve shirt under a jacket.
Normal. Always.
Yeah, normal.
I could not disagree more.
What?
If I'm wearing a blazer or something, long sleeve shirt, you can't, like guys who wear a t-shirt with a blazer, you, oh, come on, what the?
Yeah.
Wait.
Or like if it's winter time, you can't put on a short sleeve shirt in your winter coat.
Yeah, you can.
Long sleeve shirt.
Absolutely.
Nope. Yes.
No. No.
So
that is not normal.
So you need a long sleeve t-shirt underneath a bomber jacket? That's way too hot.
That's the point. It's cold out. What?
I don't want to be sweating. I want to be the perfect temperature,
it's
which means
you're
short
sweat
sleeve
from your forearms. Yeah.
It
but you
still
need
helps keep the warmth in.
And having the long sleeves, you got to do the weird. You got to grip it before you put your arm through the sleeve, so
you
it doesn't get all
grip.
So it doesn't get all bunched
up.
No,
you don't.
Up.
Yeah, and also, I don't care if it's bunched up.
Oh, oh. Oh no!
What?
There's a girl who pretty much wanted to dump me because I had my sleeves rolled up. And I grabbed my jacket and I put it on. And she was like, take it off, take it off, take it off. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And she like made me take the jacket off and she rolled my sleeves back down and made me put my jacket on.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about? Who cares?
How do you not feel it? I can feel it just thinking about it.
I don't have time to get to the rest of them. If I'm right, like, you can bunch your sleeves up under a jacket.
No. Oh, no. No, you have to do the grip. You have to grip it and rip it.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, I'm struggling with some allergy-type symptoms. I have to blow my nose a lot. And
well, I think there's one thing that you got nervous about the other day, and I think we should probably explain it as it relates to your medical ailments. Can we just have a quick aside about that?
Ailments.
Okay, well, a couple things are going on. I sent you your horoscope today, to which you responded zero to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What the heck?
Zero words.
Nothing in the group chat.
Did your son ask for any help on anything?
Yeah, I mean, he does every day. He's 4 years old.
Was it something in particular? What was today's thing?
It was
something like help your family with projects or something. Like,
help children with important projects.
I was like, that's T-Hack's horoscope.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's about T-Hack. He has children. He has a needy child who's just...
He's a four-year-old, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's the needy child. I wasn't singling him out.
But it's not like big problem. He always asked me to play Legos.
Did you help
build
him?
Legos with him? Sure, yeah.
And
yeah,
did
I always
it feel
do.
Exceptional? Did
Are
it
there
feel,
like any... He's starting school... Is there
was there anything that made today's help of Leo feel bigger or more important?
No. And by building Legos, it usually just means I look for pieces for him, and he eventually gets frustrated that I'm not finding them quick enough. And we kind of
this is
we
why your horoscope
ways.
Is telling you to get your poop in a group, and do a better job. Okay. And then it says,
don't delay. Go to your physician or dentist and get to the bottom of the discomfort.
Or dentist.
Well, they're
casting a wide net.
They're
there.
Hedging their bets a little bit.
Or surgeon, or optometrist, or podiatrist, or.
But I'm just saying, does that ring true? Because the other thing that you got me a little scared the other day, because you talked about being on the TUS.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And like, we're a little worried that people might think we have designer drugs in the studio.
I'm TUSed up currently.
Right.
Which means Robitussin.
Okay.
Is what I'm on the TUS.
He's on the TUS.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
so,
is, that's not an ailment. I just have a little
congestion.
Yeah,
well, you need to go see your dentist and tell him that you're TUSing. Dr. Crentist! You don't understand. All right. Crentist, anyone?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't want to say it to anyone here, but if you know what Crentist is, text in and tell Erin how stupid she is. You're Googling.
Oh,
you're
no.
not allowed to Google.
Yeah, Erin
You're not
should,
allowed to Google.
Erin should have known.
Yeah, you're not allowed
I don't to. Remember this.
You don't?
No.
It's when he betrayed him. He betrayed Michael. Never mind.
It's from The Office.
It is from The Office. They were texting in.
Oh, sorry. Okay. It's from the Schmoffice. Schmoffice.
Well, we don't have time to get to whatever it is you wanted to talk about.
Well, I've been dealing with this congestion lately, and I was out to eat at just a... it's not really fast food. Now I can't remember. It's
Shut up. Nobody believes that.
The sandwich place. Capriotti's. Capriotti's. That's what it's called.
I've still never been there.
It's good. It's not fast. It's not slow. It's just like a...
Fast casual?
Yeah, fast casual. There you go. So I'm there
got
with my
name,
family.
Thanks for mansplaining what that is.
And I didn't know it had a name. So I was there with my family, and I'm dealing with the congestion. And I said, hey, excuse me, can you please pass me a napkin? I need to blow my nose. And my wife said, you can go to the bathroom to blow your nose. You're not blowing your nose at the table.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, come on. We're all family here. There's no there's no tablecloth on the table. Like, what?
Would you blow your nose at your kitchen table with your family?
I think so. Yeah, I would.
So there's two layers to this. Like, number one, I thought, so you're already failing, but like,
if I need to blow my nose, I need to blow my nose. Like, I gotta do it.
Which is valid.
But it's not going to come exploding. It's not like a sneeze that you can't control. You are, by definition, in control of the boogers coming out of you at that moment.
Okay.
So you could remove yourself from the room. Now, it's not even about your family. It's like there could be somebody at the booth behind you at this fast casual establishment that is enjoying a dollop of... spicy, a green colored guac aioli, and you're like, ah! Like,
that was a very impressive sound. Thanks. I don't know how you did that.
That was.
I literally blew my nose all over the microphone.
Did you?
It's sort of. Did you see me cover?
Well, I did, but I figured it was like mouth echoey.
That was my nose.
But right. It's just.
But I put BJ's mic cover on it first.
No.
It's just a pretty normal thing, though, that people blow
it
their
is
nose.
A completely
I didn't
normal
know I
thing.
Needed to go do
so
it.
So is pooping.
I didn't know I. But that I knew I you needed to go do in private.
You have to do all things.
Fool me once. But I knew that. I knew.
I just. When crap comes out of your body. You should probably be alone.
Okay, but so now I'm extra like nervous about it because now I need to blow my nose when I'm here and I'm stepping out of the studio and I feel
yes.
Like, but I feel like you guys were like, what are you doing?
No, because I've definitely we actually had like our GM stop by and say hi and I was in the middle of blowing my nose in the studio.
Okay, so it's normal. Like we do it,
but it wasn't.
But it's different circumstances. I would absolutely leave. The dining table to go do that.
Yes.
I used to leave the studio because someone made me feel very self-confident or not
conscious.
Thank you about it as well. But I don't do that anymore because I realized it's just you guys.
I know, but I think Aaron, okay, here's the difference. The stuff that comes out of my mouth, not bodily fluids, gives Aaron a right to do whatever she wants in this room. Like she can decorum is lowered for Aaron because of the things that I say. I think she could do almost anything in here and like I can't go like, oh my God, that's so vile. She'd be like, you just said this like 4 seconds ago. Like
what about me? What?
No, you're part of the vile.
Oh gosh.
you're in on it. So you and also you're a boy. Like when she like her sneezes are lame. She blows her nose. Although when she farmer blows under the carpet, it's a little weird.
I do that outside.
The rules are confusing.
But so just know, yeah, don't. Like the fact.
Okay, so you all agree that I should have not do it at a restaurant, and you wouldn't do it at home either. Even you're at your home. It's your house. Your sanctuary. You should be comfortable.
Not at the dining table.
You, as I continue to state on the daily basis, you're hanging on by a thread with okay. One of the most perfect women on the planet. Yeah. You're going to want to hide all of your grossness from her.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So the other day we were talking about alcohol. We were talking about drinking. And you drink Manhattans. You drink other things.
I drink all things.
All mm-hmm. things, yeah. But you are a Manhattan. I've seen you drink a lot of Manhattans.
Okay.
It seems. And that's not a dig. That's
no,
just,
it feels,
no, you just have one in your hand right now.
I don't have. I had a couple yesterday, actually.
Nice.
So. Interesting. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was looking
Thank
up.
Thank you for proving our point.
Yeah. Because I genuinely don't even know what's in a Manhattan. So the other day I was looking up
They've
to see.
They've got really good cherries. That's the best part.
I know there's a cherry in it because Aaron always takes it. I know that much
whenever you get Manhattan. Can we take a little text poll about that?
Okay.
Because I'm going to say this. I am a delaying of gratification person.
Same.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Yeah.
Bold. Bold words.
Okay. The Luxardo cherry in a proper Manhattan. If there's a bright red cherry in your Manhattan,
terrible. Like,
step away from the bar, pay your check, and never go back to that establishment again. That's not what's supposed to be in there.
Not it's the bright be, red.
No, a deep purple Luxardo, or there's
cherry.
Like blue and white bottle, this other brand or whatever. But it's an incredible experience, and it's starting to occur where I will finish the whole Manhattan and then I have that cherry at the very end because it's been soaking in the bourbon or the rye or whatever's in there, and it's just like it's just a moment that I look forward to at the end of a great Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And more often than not, when I have just a little bit left in the glass, this bony freckled
hand.
No,
that's not true. That's not true.
Like, yoink!
I take it immediately.
You have taken it immediately.
I don't want it to soak.
I don't.
So I take it
very quickly.
I'm just asking the question to our text people, how big of an a-hole is Aaron? Like, is
you
that-
offer it now.
Because I've now talked most of the bartenders in the greater metro area to like stash a couple for me and go like, give me a dummy like cherry first.
And defend then, off Aaron.
Yes. I got
Yeah.
Erin's an a-hole, right? Am I crazy or is she a complete a-hole?
It's a way to keep her fingers out of your drink, too. And you just give her the cherries instead of her dick.
I grab the pick.
It doesn't matter. It's rude. Yeah. It's so...
But I want the cherries.
Then buy a thing of cherries. I'll buy you a whole jar of Luxardo cherries. You know where you can get them? Applejack Wine and Spirits has them.
Ah.
All right. So.
All right.
So yeah, so I was looking up to see what actually is in a Manhattan, because I knew it was whiskey, but I didn't know what else. So according to Google, a Manhattan's a cocktail made with whiskey, sweet vermouth, and bitters. Is that right?
Sure.
Is that
what
what's in yours?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And the cherry juice and like, yeah.
The orange peel, okay. Right?
No, the orange peel is some bars put it in there, but that's an orange peel means it's an old fashioned.
Oh, I always get those.
You start
cubes.
With like a sugar cube in an old fashioned with some orange, and you like
muddle it or whatever.
You crush it, and then yeah, I went to a bar. Okay, this is. I don't want to take too many tangents on your your drink recipe. You're listening to Cocktail Hour. I went to a bar and it was a brand new bartender, and they served me a Manhattan, and it was the worst thing I'd ever had in my life.
Mm.
But I still drank it, and then. Only so I could make them make me another one so I could watch what they did. There's two kinds of vermouth. There's the kind that goes in a martini, which is like clear vermouth. And then there's a sweet vermouth, which looks like a port wine. It's like it's red.
Okay.
They were putting the wrong one in there. So I basically drank a hybrid of whiskey and a dirty martini. It was the worst thing I'd ever put in my mouth. But I did drink like five of them that day.
The cherries were still good.
I wouldn't know. Erin just kept driving by.
So a Manhattan, it's whiskey, sweet vermouth, and bitters. But the next sentence really surprised me.
Okay.
It's best served chilled in a martini glass.
Yes.
With a cherry garnish. Now, I've never seen you drink it in a martini glass before. I've only seen
that
it in like a short glass.
One, That is how one drinks a Manhattan. For decades,
I've
the only way was
seen...
up.
Well, because you see it poured over a rock. Is the rock in the martini glass as well?
No.
Okay, so you just shake it until it's
you
cold?
Shake it in ice, and then you pour it like martinis. Like martinis and Manhattans used to be a very sophisticated stemware kind of drink.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
But that's not how I drink them.
So do you ask that? That's all
I
my
have
question
to
is.
Order,
you order it in the special glass.
I specifically, and if I get a new bartender who's making it with high grade ethanol, if I forget to say it, then they bring it up, and then it's like I can't even get it to my mouth because it's too like the stemware.
Do you feel dainty?
There's nothing wrong with using a martini glass.
I don't like it. I'm not that person.
Yeah, see, and this is because if I would have ever been like, you know what, I'm gonna try a martini, I'll order and they would have brought me
Manhattan
or a Manhattan. Yeah, excuse me, they would have brought me a Manhattan, and
I'd be wrong.
Like, well, I wouldn't know what to say now.
Yeah,
So
I want a Manhattan on a big rock.
Okay, okay, and then the big rock gets it to the little glass too.
Yes,
they won't just put the big rock in the martini glass.
But I've literally just now asked for a Manhattan on a big rock.
Oh, right away, boss.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story of a car chase that ends in the weirdest way you can possibly imagine, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll explain in a sec.
I have a story of a car chase that ends in a...
What?
A way that I want it to end.
Two car chases?
What?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Someone in Wisconsin.
Come on!
I mean, this is a very Wisconsin thing to happen. They were in a car chase, just about.
Well, I'm just assuming Wisconsin. Isn't there cows in Wisconsin?
There are, and cows make dairy.
Cows
dairy
make...
makes cheese.
Oh, okay.
And, there's a lot of cheese there.
Okay.
An angry passenger decided to throw a slice of cheese at another vehicle.
Oh!
Which actually sounds, I don't know, kind of delightful.
Drive-by cheesing.
Yeah.
Like it.
I don't see the problem.
Okay.
But unfortunately, the police department saw a problem. They posted about it on Facebook. They could have done better. It wasn't that great.
Okay. What'd they say?
Did you get it? That was the first one. Great.
What? Great. Oh.
Yeah.
That's lame because it sounds the same.
I know.
It's not written out. We can't tell.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Unreliefable.
Okay,
no, for that's, sure.
That one, okay.
I don't know enough cheeses, I think.
I mean, I would have got
that's it, not Gouda. You got that one.
Okay.
Did they, was, is this like, is this a felony in Wisconsin or is it a Swiss demeanor?
Oh, feeling buddy.
Me? You feeling me? I came
Welcome
to play.
To the team.
What else you got? You done?
Yeah.
What this kind of Munster would
best
commit
my, okay.
To me, honestly, it's just unbelievable.
I already said that one.
Unbelievable?
Yes.
You did?
I did that one after Great.
Well, Great was so bad. Okay. I have a story from Wisconsin.
Oh.
It's actually Germany!
Yeah!
So there was a chase involving the police and whatnot. Except it wasn't fast because the person was mad that his girlfriend left him. So he got into a tractor and drove away slowly. Slowly from the police in a tractor.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Oh my God.
So the police just walked up next to the tractor and sprayed him with bear spray.
Wow.
It was unbearable. What kind of monster? Great.
This bear spray's going on for a while.
All right.
They, I think they got him.
They got him.
That's enough.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
Nine.